Our search for a general manager and a head coach begins today. Our search team will consist of myself, Ted Phillips, Hall of Famer Bill Polian.
Why me?
Our Vice President of Player Engagement, Sue Campbell. And our Senior Vice President of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, Tanisha Wade.
Who are you?
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator. Sue Campbell is on board. What makes him think he's going to get it right this time? Yeah, my performance is reviewed by ownership and the board of directors, and ownership has informed me that it wishes me to continue in this role.
Oh, sweaty Ted.
Ted has done an outstanding job as president and CEO of the Bears and will continue in that role.
Next question, Adam Hogue.
Long lay your words of press conferences, why he named.
George, just make sure you did say that Ted will be helping in the search for GM and head coach, right?
That's correct.
Until George appeared and your soul felt its worth.
Why do you still have Ted involved in finding the GM?
Our family has complete faith in him.
Brad Diggs.
Hi, George.
David Hall. You're muted, David. David, you're muted.
Sorry about that. Hello, George.
So that was one of the best questions you've ever asked.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to get an answer just as good.
Coaches' kids should be off limits.
Huh? What?
Ryan's and Matt's kids probably aren't very happy with the Bears right now.
If Nike and Pace decide that they both are satisfied, few achievements known, but their careers have climbed. Play calls like a treadmill, and they make us curse your name. And it seems to me Nagy lives his life like he doesn't want to win, never knowing who to blame when the loss sets in. And I would have liked to throw to one of the kids. Matt's offense burnt out long before the red zone ever did.
Baby, this is a very special Zero Doings. Rejoice, rejoice. Matt Nagy is gone and he took his fuzzy friend Ryan Pace with him. They can collaborate in hell for all we care. It's a good day, Bears fans. We didn't quite get the trifecta we were hoping for, but we learned a little bit today from George McCaskey and his very, very sweaty partner in crime, Ted Phillips. We'll get into it. We'll discuss some rumors that are flying around, and we'll try to build ourselves up a little confidence. We're a bit shook. We're Bears fans. We're a bit shook. Coming up on this episode of Zero Doings.
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero Doings. Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Okay, first question, Hub.
Well, George, first of all, I know this is a really difficult time for you and the family, that these are people you're fond of that you had to let go. And so I hope you and everybody is doing okay and getting ready to move on to the next challenge. Obviously, you are.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
Doinks, Happy New Year. I think we already had the Happy New Year show, but this feels like a new beginning mostly. Dan, first of all,
incredibly handsome. Like,
oh, thanks.
I wish I could reach through my computer screen right now and just tickle your chin.
Oh, thanks, Bill. You also look very handsome. I think your beautiful head of hair is a send-off for our buddy Ryan Pace, and I appreciate what you're doing tonight on top of your dome. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Hey, buddy. You know what? I'm mostly great. After today, it's not perfect, but let's get into it. It's Black Monday. When you woke up today, what'd you think the Bears were going to do?
I was pretty confident Nagy was going to be gone. I was also pretty confident that Pace was staying in some capacity. I had bought into the chatter that he was going to be around. So the Nagy news came pretty early. I mean, that was – so everyone was just sort of waiting. And I thought that it didn't happen at the same time, the news. I was like, fuck, Pace is staying.
Yeah, I got nervous when there was just the one report. Yeah, yep. But I guess in retrospect, we should have known better, because really the main place that the Pace might stay report was coming from was Brad Biggs.
You know, good point. Good point.
That guy needs new sources and new underpants.
Yeah, that's a good point. And yeah, I was, I was in the car when the breaking news, I heard it on ESPN 1000, they had the breaking news. I just thought it was going to be another head coach that was fired. And they said Ryan Pace, per Adam Schefter, has been fired. And I, like, basically just started clapping in the car. I'm like, I'm a fucking loser. There's nobody else around. But I was so fired up. And, I mean, at that point, things were looking red hot. With those guys gone, it's like, all right, now we got something cooking. And then, the afternoon happened.
Yeah, but before we get to that shit show of a press conference, what a surprise there! I find it funny that this has been a recurring theme for this particular regime, and probably they're probably not the only ones, but I just love that the national guys break this news, and I assume it comes from Pace and Nagy directly, where they won't call up Dan Weider or somebody. Like, that always cracks me up. That,
yeah, that's a good point.
We've got this big group of local beat reporters and whatever, and none of them break news, except maybe Adam Johns every once in a while.
But I think it was telling. I know we don't want to get there yet with but you could tell it's tense between George and the media and David Haw. Yeah. And so. Yes. I think I don't get a sense there's a lot of respect there outside of, like, Hub Arkish, I think, carries the water at times for the fucking team. But, you know, but even then, like, don't you think they would feed him the info? And he was clearly not in the loop. So, and it's also just goes to show that, like, the McCaskies, it's just a fucking shit show. So I'm not surprised, because everyone seems a bit crabby I appreciate the media today. I think did a pretty good job overall.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
I'm not surprised that they're not nobody's feeding the local guys, because they're probably like, fuck you guys, Brad Biggs, you fat fuck, stop asking me about hot dogs.
Yes. Yes, somebody fed him wrong news, which I love. I want to know his sources so bad. I just want to know it, just because they keep fucking with him. Like, oh, Eddie Goldman is probably going to retire. Don't expect him to report to. I love it.
Who do you think
might
it
as well
is?
Have retired.
Who do you think is feeding him that info?
That's a great question. Great question. Incorrect info from, I don't know. Do you think it's inside Halas? Do you think it is like a Bears? No. You think it's like Mike Mulligan?
Yeah, I was going to say probably Hub Arkish is giving him that info. And Hub's just guessing, and Biggs hasn't learned that Hub's just guessing and feeding Brad info to see what sticks.
That's a decent point. Yeah, whoever it is just fucking with them, which I absolutely respect. So, yeah, we got the great news that Matt Nagy's gone in the morning. We got great news 20 minutes later that Ryan Pace was gone. There was nothing on Ted Phillips. There was an announcement that just George McCaskey was going to meet with the media. So everybody started,
That was good.
getting
yep,
real
that was
tickled,
a good sign.
Right? Uh-huh. 1 o'clock on Zoom. Sorry, I can't be there in person. I'm George McCaskey. I love that he's sitting there just like a real idiot at the table as if, you know, as if there's media in front of him. Just fantastic. So great. And I don't know if he – I think he announced pretty much right away, Ted Phillips is also on the call. It was like, okay.
Yeah. Why isn't he in the room with you? I mean, Ted was like was that his office? But there was also a backdrop but it's like they like Ted's like, I need this in my office. I need the backdrop. Mm-hmm. But he couldn't figure out how to angle the camera, so it showed just him in the backdrop. So it was just like he was just missing the gamer headset. It was exactly the same as last year for him. It was so disappointing.
But this year he's so much closer to the camera too. Like he couldn't figure out.
Oh, he's so close.
Oh, he's all over it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Didn't love that he was on the call. Thought that was. I mean, my first thought was, okay, so he's not like front and center. Maybe they're actually going to do what we all want them to do, right? The Cubs and Bulls move of just kicking them aside and. All right, fine, keep him in the building, but whatever. And not quite. Right. Like, total half-ass effort to convince us that, Ted's going to be real focused. Ted convinced me, George McCaskey, that he wants to focus on Arlington, so the next GM's going to answer directly to ownership. Do you think anything really changes,
no.
Dan?
No. Why is Ted Phillips involved in the hiring of a new GM and or coach? I mean, it's more of the same. Why is he in the room? Oh, he's got to negotiate the contract. George, you're the owner. Like, someone draws up a contract, and you maybe have Ted look over it, but he's not involved in the interview process, which is, if I'm not mistaken, I think Ted's, like, in the room while the interview's happening, correct?
Yeah, I think he's one of the people named in the room. And Ted or George went out of his way to say, you know, I'm going to get the opinions of everybody that's in the room, which included a bowl of soup, Ted Phillips, and a new hire that's in charge of diversity, and George. Like, and Bill Polian. Sorry, didn't mean to bury that lead. Oh. Let's get to him in a minute, too. Bill Polian along for the ride, just cashing checks. But yeah, so George made it clear that the buck stops here. You know, the GM is not going to, it's going to be a direct line to me, but I value and my family values Ted's opinion. So obviously, yeah, he might not make the final decision, but he has still has heavy influence.
Bingo. And it really puzzles me why George doesn't, he seems genuinely confused why the media continues to ask him why Ted Phillips is involved. He's like, I just told you he's not involved with football. It's like, well, we're talking about football today and Ted's here. Well, where is the confusion? I don't understand what you don't understand, George. And that's it's unbelievable that this guy is in charge of a billion-dollar corporation. Can we, before we jump into the meat and potatoes of this, the written statement that he had at the beginning where he had like a nice words about Jeff Dickerson and his and it was very like he was nailing it at that point. Like he's like, oh, this is perfect. And then to launch into JD's son is the same age as Matt Nagy's son. And so he then proceeded to lecture people on booing his son at a high school event. What are you talking about, George? Like what, like talk about the worst pivot ever of a kid who has lost both of his parents to shame on you for booing the child of a coach that I just fired.
Yeah.
What? Weird. Honestly, I thought my feed like skipped.
Yes.
Like I missed something. And I was like, okay, I must have missed a part. And that's when I texted like the group of like, what the fuck just happened? And it's confirmed I missed nothing.
No, it was, I was in the car. So I, at that moment, and so I had an even weirder gauge because the feed was horrible on 670 The Score. It was that awful Zoom meeting that you're in where people are kind of cutting in and out. So come on, Larry Holmes, get some better technology going on in your studio, because I thought it was the Bears' fault, but it was not, because watching it back on YouTube, it was crystal clear audio, so fuck you, score. Anyway, it was, yeah, that was so confusing. And he didn't even say anything. Like, if you had just were tuning in to that and had no idea what was going on, you would have no idea what was going on. Like, he didn't mention anything about Nagy having been fired at that point or Pace having been fired officially. He's talking about his kid and lecturing whatever high school fandom was booing his kid. Totally, totally weird. And part of that is it's, I think, a symptom of a problem when you don't talk to the media that much. All of a sudden you're like, that's the first time he's addressed that.
You had it queued up for months.
Yeah. Yes. Right. So it made it, but it was so sloppy. It's like, yeah, Jesus Christ, man. Then you should have said something about that 2 months ago. You should have made a comment. It was totally, totally weird. And I'm just glad that Ted Phillips didn't chime in at that moment and say something weirder.
That would have been so much better. I mean, yeah, I guess last year's theme was collaboration, and this year it's Bill Polian, right? I was trying to think of what the theme is this year. First of all, George looked terrible. He looks worn down and exhausted. He looked like he did not want to be there. I don't blame him. I wouldn't have wanted Ben. Wouldn't have wanted to be in his seat either, but that's his fault. So I don't know. I don't feel that bad for him.
Yeah.
Just a comedy of errors all around. And it was like the high of the morning of, all right, we're finally cleaning house. We're going to move forward. And then I don't know how I feel. I feel almost as bad as I did yesterday. Is that too far? Like, it's all this talk about GM and coaches and stuff. It doesn't matter with who's in charge still. Like, does it really matter?
I think it matters, but I know the feeling that you're describing, because I do feel similarly. Like, I feel so much different than I did when Gar Foreman was fired and Paxson got kicked out of the way. They seemed to have a very clear vision. Like, I felt relief.
Right.
And I felt good. Like, when Pace got fired, I was a little bit giddy, because, like you, I thought, fuck, this guy's gonna stick around. So it's the hearing from Ted. I wish that they had just kicked Ted to the side. Fine. Have him negotiate the contract. Who gives a fuck? Don't have him in the room. I think we'd all feel much better if Ted Phillips, if we could be convinced that he was removed from football operations. But he's still too close. I think to me, that's the main problem. You're not going to get rid of George. You're not selling the team yet. So to me, it's a Ted Phillips shadow that is just lurking and dropping his sweat beads. At least that's my take. That's my take of my own feelings about it anyway.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, man. I think I would feel better if Bill Polian was not involved at all. I mean, I know it sounds crazy, but why? I'm trying to think of, I know the, you know, the George, it's saying he's not a football guy or whatever. He's just a fan, but he's now in charge of, like, the GM's going to be reporting to him. So why are the McCaskies too cheap to hire a layer, like a football operations person? Or are they, a part of me feels like they want the credit when things go well. And so, all the talk the last few weeks is how much the McCaskies hated Ditka for getting all of the credit in the 80s. And they really resented him for that. So that's why they have a tendency and a track record now of hiring good people, kind of like well-mannered or quiet good guys to be in charge, because they don't want someone to overpower the ownership. So is that like a product of, like, if they hire too many football people, then it waters down their how much credit they get? If by chance we get lucky and things go well, I don't know. I'm way overthinking it, probably.
But
to hire another old fucking white dude who has been out of football for 10 years, the guy who said Lamar Jackson should be a wide receiver, who, I mean, people are going to be like, oh, a lot of people said that. That guy turned out to be the MVP of the league as a quarterback. That's a huge, huge miss. And so, I mean, why would you hire...
I forgot about that until you just mentioned it. Holy shit.
Now, unbelievable, right? So now we're going to hire a guy who's been out of football over 10 years. He's 79 years old.
Hot.
And he has literally no skin in the game. Like, he'll come in, he'll tell you who to hire, and he's fucking gone. So when it goes south again, George can just be like, well, let's do it again. Who's the next old white guy up? And so, you know, I feel worse with Bill Polian, and I, and the fact that George, and I'm rambling on here, sorry, Bill, that George wouldn't say who else he was talking to, like Tony Dungy. I think that was pretty clear that Tony Dungy probably was giving advice as well. Why not just say it?
Who cares?
I don't understand the secrecy of, I guess you don't want to say like, oh, we talked to like Brian Gutekunst to like get his advice. Like, right. Seriously, like maybe they did, they have a relationship. Like, hey, like, who do you like if, you know, like you did such a, you know, maybe he doesn't want to be complimentary of his competitors, but to just be like, well, Bill Polian's our guy, but I'm not going to tell you anyone else. Well, who cares? Have some balls. Like, you're the fucking owner of the Bears. Like, you just have some balls and just say what you mean. And so
he doesn't have them.
I don't know. Sorry, I rambled on forever. I will just say Bill Polian being involved makes me feel worse today.
It's problematic for Dan Doinks, and I get that. I don't know why he has to be in the room. Like, I would feel better if you, like, he doesn't seem like the worst guy to bounce the occasional idea off of. He does not seem like the right kind of guy to basically be almost in charge of this search committee. Because you're right. They're probably paying him a fuck ton of money. He's well connected. Well, there's also a downside to that too. He's got a lot of buddies that he probably wants to get jobs, right? Yeah.
Yep.
And 10 years removed from, it's like, it feels like Tony La Russa a little bit. Like, you're bringing in, bringing in this guy, you know, and
right.
With a shorter term impact on the team, but that's not true. That he'll have a significantly longer impact if his opinion is weighted more than who else would it be though? It's either George or Bill at this point.
That's right.
I mean, that's the thing. I'm thinking this through now too. I know where you're at. If this were the '90s. I'd love Bill Polian to be my GM and my czar of football. This is not the '90s, though. Like, it's, and I think John Greenberg, I want to say, was asked a great question of it. Like, basically, George, you've been doing this a long time. Why do you need a guy like Bill Polian sitting next to you? Like, what the hell? And I think, and George said, basically, well, you'd be criticizing me if it were just me making the decision. Like, that was his justification, which, he has no balls. That answers the have some balls thought. Like, he doesn't. He knows that he's inept. He's put out there by the family probably so they don't have to, right? There's got to be like that. There's got to be that stupid puppet that can take a beating from the public, and he clearly is that guy that they have no problem with it, right? It's like Roger Goodell. Right. He'll take bullets for the owners, and his reputation is shit, but he's well paid for it, so he doesn't care. So it feels like that. Yeah, god damn it. Bill Polian is truly going to be in charge of the next 5 years, at least, of this organization, decision-wise.
He could be dead by then.
Yeah. It's so weird. I know other teams hire search firms, and that's, you know, to keep a layer, right, to keep an arm's length between, between coaches and all that shit. That's what agents are for. So I don't totally understand that either, but I don't know. I don't like it. I feel worse the more I'm thinking about it. Now that you made it so obvious that he's not an insignificant
piece in this. So what Bill Polian should do is come in and be like, George, like, you really need more football people in the room. Like, you need somebody who's going to hold the GM accountable, someone who's going to oversee all of it. You clearly are not that guy, but you're pretending like you are. Like, what is the GM going to George for? Like,
just for approval. Literal approval, right? That's it.
I mean, I hate the Ricketts family with a passion, but when Tom Ricketts bought the team and the Ricketts family, he acknowledged, I know nothing about baseball, how to run a baseball team. And he opened his checkbook and he goes, give me the best, like baseball mind. And he hired Theo, but he didn't hire Theo to be a GM. He hired him to hire a GM. So there's multiple layers of baseball management. And the Bears really are lacking in that because George is two layers underneath George is the coach. And that doesn't feel right. I mean, last year it was Ted was two layers above the head coach. And like, do NFL teams not have that? I mean, I guess I don't know the structures of how NFL teams work. And I mean, I know like the Cowboys are a unique situation, but like do the Vikings have a football operations guy, or does the GM who just got fired today roll up into who owns it? Is it the Wilf family? Do they still own that?
Yeah. So I think it's just them. Yeah. I mean, maybe the Bears aren't unique, but I do think I don't like the one thing that made me feel bad about today was there wasn't even consideration of that. Like they couldn't open themselves up to the possibility of talking to a great GM candidate and think this guy's actually not a GM, but this guy should be running the whole fucking football side. And it's going to be up to him as to how he wants to run it. Like they've already made up their mind that it's a GM coach relationship, which is obviously critical, but they don't seem open to anything beyond that. I think somebody asked Ted for some reason, like, what do you think? Or he took the question. He jumped in and took the question of, well, what do you think, you know, the next GM's front office should look like? Should they have, you know, an analytics department, blah, blah, you know, like stuff like that. Like,
right.
It needs to be modern. And Ted's like, well, that's going to be up to them. And,
right.
Okay. First of all, Ted Phillips, shut up. We don't care about, we're not supposed to care about your opinion in this anymore. But I know. I'm conflicted. I wanted to feel great because Ryan Pace is gone, and I think he was such a huge problem as to why we are exactly where we are. So I feel good about that. I do hate the fact that it feels like, and it was probably always going to be this way, but it feels like we're just going to have to get fucking dumbass lucky to have this work.
Right.
It's going to be luck.
Right.
Some of it.
It is. I mean, I think I would feel better. I think what's bothering me the most is they're relying on Bill Polian to be here for less than a month, basically, and he's making these huge he's making these huge decisions for the Bears. If they just said, we hired Bill Polian to be our football operations guy, I would buy into it more. I think it's that easy.
I know. Seriously, it's like, can he stick around? Like, I know we were just making fun of him for being 10 years removed and having a stupid take on Lamar Jackson, But that's kind of where I was saying, if this is the 90s, holy shit, I'd be super excited about having Bill Polian around. But
a GM should be there to do contract structure, negotiations, and trades, knowing the market, reporting like this, and you know, answering to the scouting team, and then. A football operations guy should be in charge of analytics and strength and conditioning and shit like that. So like it doesn't seem that difficult to me. So now we have, I don't know. It's a lot easier said than done. But
and
the
we'll
whole
have to see. And part of this, like,
we've done this before. Ahead. We've done this with fucking who was the last?
The guy with the fucking muskrat on his head. Yeah, what was it? The former Giants guy, Ernie Accorsi?
Accorsi. We've like literally this is we've played this out before. It doesn't work. So
certainly didn't then.
The idea that George is just like, let's run it back with this plan of I'm going to have old football guys just pop into town and be like, hire this guy. He's my buddy. And then be done with it. It's insane. All that to say, like, the minute they hire somebody, like, you, I know you and I will fall in love immediately.
I will be completely on board, I'm sure. You can, because they still can make a good hire. Like, that is what I remind myself.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like they shouldn't be complimented if they stumble into it necessarily, right? Because they make this so goddamn difficult, just like Matt Nagy's offense. And it's, so they still can make a good hire. I hope they're open to somebody that can just fucking blow their pants off. That might surprise us. Who's actually maybe done this before on the GM? You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. They say money's no object, but you said, and I had a similar thought too. Okay, are they not adding that extra layer to save some money? That did cross my mind.
Mm-hmm.
That did. That absolutely did. So, and people were really trying to pin George today a little bit too about like the structure of his hiring. Like, hey, you got to get a GM before a coach, you know. And George said on a couple different times, like, hey, if we find a coach that we absolutely have to have, we are going to grab him. Like that 5 years ago, I would have said that's idiotic. That's actually not that uncommon, where the coach almost grabs the GM sometimes. But it depends on the – but the coach better be big time then, right? That would have been – this is a horrible example, but it did make – like the John Gruden, Mike Mayock.
Right.
Not saying hire a racist, but, you know, that is an idea that is not crazy to – it depends on the coach, though. If you have the ability to get a high-caliber coach – that can work hand in hand with the GM. He may already have somebody lined up. The coach may already have somebody lined up, basically. That does happen in modern NFL. I don't necessarily trust the Bears to get that sort of thing right.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to panic, like, in theory, if that's what happens. Because that could actually happen.
Who's that? I mean, maybe we should talk. Like, do you have a GM and or coach that you like in particular?
So I don't know yet. You know, now that we're here, this is so fresh, but let's just talk about like the biggest candidate out there that has Bears ties, Jim Harbaugh. I'm not necessarily there yet, but if that was the connection, like that makes sense. Jim Harbaugh probably has somebody that he's probably already talked to that he would work with in the NFL as his GM. That would be because he had such issues in San Francisco. That probably would come with those strings. You hire Jim Harbaugh, you're going to hire this guy as his GM. Not saying that's the right move, but that to me makes sense. Is there somebody that comes to mind for you too?
Yeah, I think I will say there's nobody that I'm like dying to have. I will say I'm very skeptical this time around of guys who are incredibly unknown. But back to on Harbaugh, like, yeah, I like Harbaugh because I know he's done it before. I know he can win. I think he's a noble. He will hold people accountable, which is like the exact opposite of Nagy. I do worry that he will over, you know, he tends to burn people out pretty quickly. But I think that, you know, I think we need a kick in the ass in Chicago. I don't know that the McCaskies love the idea of Harbaugh being like the face of the franchise. So I don't know that they would go that route if available. I also kind of feel like Harbaugh's doing all this just to get more money at Michigan after he took a pay cut basically last year, and he's now going to want it back as like a fuck you. But the guys that the popular names, you know, like the Kellen Moore and Byron Leftwich, I am not – that would make me extremely nervous. Those two guys, you know, Byron Leftwich, I mean, I think you and I could look pretty good with Tom Brady as our quarterback, and Bruce Arians is the number one hype man in the country. Like, everyone's taking what he says is like, and running with it, right? Like, oh, Byron Leftwich, like, we wouldn't win the Super Bowl though. Byron Leftwich is like, yeah, but you also admit that Tom Brady's like constructing the roster and calling plays, and so why am I buying into Byron Leftwich? I don't maybe he will be awesome. I just don't know, and we're not in a place where we can just take a flyer on a total unknown guy. We did that with Matt fucking Nagy, and he was awful. You know, Kellen Moore.
I don't know.
I think that offense is pretty good with Dallas. I think he has some promise, but I'm real leery of a guy who's an offensive guru as well.
Go ahead.
I'm just ticking through him. What do you think about Leftwich and like Brian Daboll
is the Buffalo
the Bills
dude, right?
OC.
Yeah.
I like it. I guess I like him. I like what he's done with Josh Allen. I mean, he's turned Josh Allen into like a superstar. So like if you're looking for an offensive, like a proven offensive guy, that one feels a little more on the nose for me, I guess.
Yeah. Out of those three, if you put those three in the same pot, I would go Daboll, if I'm pronouncing his name correctly.
I think that's right.
Because isn't McDermott's a defensive guy, right? So it's clearly this guy's offense.
Yep.
He designed it to fit what was not a slam dunk quarterback. Like, he was so fucking raw, and he has – you got to give him credit for developing him. And you can see – if you watch a Bills game, it's like that could make sense for a Justin Fields type offense. And I'm not saying you hire a guy just for that, because we kind of did that with Nagy and Mitch.
Yep.
So I do actually, I know some people are shitting on George today for like not overly sticking his neck out in that category. I'd give him props for that, for not being too narrow and saying, no, we got to get the guy in here that's going to develop Fields. Fields get hit by a fucking train this offseason, which
then what?
We don't want that to happen.
No,
you know
no.
I mean. It's like, there's no guarantee, as much as we love him, that he's going to be a future Hall of Famer. So, yeah, you got to get a fucking leader of men who he was talking about, too. So I don't really care if it's if the head coach's offense, defense, special teams, as George said today. I don't. I just think it's got to be the right fit. So there's a ton of really good defensive minded dudes who are going to be out there in the market. And I'd hate to say no, because you're so narrow like we were with Nagy. It seemed because it did seem like that hire was going to be offense. It was going to be an offensive side of the ball hire to go opposite of what we had had with Fox. It was going to be a young offensive dude. We just obviously picked the wrong one.
Well, yeah, I agree with all that. It's you can't be so narrow. I'm with you on McCaskey's not like just saying Fields is our guy. He's the be all end all. Like, don't limit yourself to the pool of candidates just by those statements. So leave it open. I mean, Eric Bieniemy, that guy, I feel like his name fell off a cliff a little bit. But you can't talk me into another Kansas City Chiefs coordinator at this point.
No, you can't. And that's not his fault. That's totally Matt Nagy's fault. Like, he ruined that.
Oh, absolutely.
At least for now. He did. And that's totally – Bieniemy might be amazing, and it sucks that now we're limiting ourselves, but we're not making the hire.
I think he's a Colorado guy, right? I think he went to Colorado. He's interviewing with the Broncos, so maybe that's a good fit. I'm curious. I've been holding in. I haven't asked today. I kind of don't hate the idea of Brian Flores.
It's interesting. We need to know a little bit more about what the hell happened in Miami, which I don't know if any of us ever will. But that was very surprising, because that roster is not great. And Tua is not great. And they won a lot of games, including two against New England this year.
Right.
And they've been trending the right way. I know. I wouldn't hate it. I'm not going to reserve much room in my mind for the dream of a Sean Payton or Mike Tomlin, or, I mean, well, What's the reality there?
Where are those coming from? I heard three callers today on ESPN radio talking about Mike Tomlin. Why on earth would Mike Tomlin leave the Pittsburgh Steelers to come coach for the fucking Bears? What makes anyone believe the guy hasn't had a losing season his entire head coaching career? He's going to come to the Bears, who haven't had back-to-back winning seasons since like World War II. What mm-hmm. the fuck is that about? Like, stop talking about Mike Tomlin. And Sean Payton, I thought the connection was Ryan Pace. The guy's gone. Stop talking about it.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Like, are we going to trade for coaches now? Like,
yeah, right.
Unfucking believable. Grow up, Bears fans. Like that. Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to have Bill. Bill Belichick.
Okay.
You ever heard of him? That would be great. Yeah.
I'd be okay with that.
Could we just? Why not? Let's trade a fourth rounder for Bill Belichick.
Okay.
Just make it happen, and then he'll pick the GM, who's probably I don't know. Pablo could do it. Pablo Fields, and then that's the dream team right there. So
yeah, let's do it.
Shut up, Bears fans. Stop talking about, Mike Tomlin and Sean Payton, and I hope Mike Tomlin coaches the Bears, and I can just eat shit from saying this, but it's not going to happen.
It would be a dream.
I'll eat my hat if Mike Tomlin coaches the Bears.
Sounds very good. Have you seen Sing 2 yet? Because that was a reference from Sing 2. Yes, there you go. Me too. Great movie, by the way.
Great movie. Better than the first one.
Yeah, I think it was too. Fantastic. Yeah. Couple of suburban dads right here. I'd love Mike Tomlin. But yeah, I'm more focused on guys who are actually available. Not to say that Jim Harbaugh is, but that's logical, right? He's telling recruits that he has not ruled out a return to the NFL. What about Ryan Day? Is that narrowing your scope?
Makes me nervous. I mean, it makes me nervous. Once again, like, is Ryan Day itching to get out of Columbus? I mean, he's got it so fucking good there.
I didn't realize he had some NFL coaching experience. That was news to me.
Does he color that beard?
He looks
some of that beard
fake. Yeah.
Yeah, he does. He's a little plastic or something. Yeah. I don't. It's like the Ryan Pace, Sean Payton thing. Are we saying Ryan Day just because he coached Justin Fields?
Yeah, I wouldn't be thinking of him for any other reason. Yeah.
I don't think that should sell it for you because it's the NFL. It's not Big Ten football, and you're the best. You're the top of the heap with the five-star talent playing fucking Rutgers. It's not the same thing. So, I wouldn't hate it, but I'm not gonna fall in love with it.
Yeah, it would be to me. It would never cross my mind to even have brought him up without having Justin Fields on the team. So that's. I guess if you're convinced that you need that guy to get the most out of Fields, but then, yeah, right back where we started. Yeah, it's like,
right,
what if
exactly.
Fields gets hurt? And, yeah, and then you're stuck with a plastic-faced dude from Ohio. I don't think that's what you want. No offense to Ohio. We love our Ohio listeners. Yeah, I know. The list was a little bit I was looking at the Athletics list earlier. Obviously, they had that queued up, so they did a great job on both the GM and the coaches side. Yeah, GM-wise, I think the dream for Bears fans also is like getting Ozzie Newsome out of retirement, which would be fantastic. That'd be awesome. There's your football czar, basically. Call him the GM. Call him whatever the fuck you want. I don't see that necessarily happening. I'd be all about it, though. Rick Smith, right? The guy who was at Houston Texans, who stepped away because his wife was sick, and like Bill O'Brien basically ran him out of town. That sort of thing.
Yeah. Trace Armstrong is.
Yeah, Trace is another big name. But would anybody think of him if there wasn't a Bears connection? I don't know.
I don't know. The more they talked about him on the radio today, and look, if you have an opinion on a GM, like you're a nerd. Like if you are like over the moon, like this is my guy as a GM. I don't, I don't fucking know. But Trace Armstrong.
That's why people love the dude, the Monday Night Football guy, right? Because they recognize him. Yeah.
Bingo. Yes. But Trace Armstrong, I mean, he is obviously an ex-Bear. So he was a player. I think that's okay. He's an agent for coaches. So he works with coaches. So it feels like he should know the profile of a good coach. And he was also head of the player association for a long time as a player. And didn't he try to, he almost got the job as head of the union, I think, out of football. I was reading today. So he feels very qualified to be a GM. Yeah. I also think that he would be taking a massive pay cut to be the GM from what it sounds like. So
yeah,
I don't know why he would do that, but like I said, if anybody really knows, like, it's only Bill Polian.
It's only Bill Polian. And Dan Pompey. Pompey was floating Trace Armstrong a few months ago, which is great.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So they probably share an agent. Just like, I love that Matt Nagy has Trace Armstrong as an agent. That's
does he really?
Fantastic, yeah.
I don't think I knew that.
Yeah, so that could be. You wonder if that's an issue or not. I would hope not. I would hope that wouldn't stand in the way if that's your guy. And if like you said, if he's willing to take a pay cut to be a GM, if it's his dream job, we'll see. I don't know.
Bill, I have another candidate for you.
Okay. Go for it.
I'm not sure if you've heard of this guy. He hasn't been in the news much. How about Olin Krutz as GM?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Let's offer him $15 an hour, as he said. God, is Olin becoming like the biggest media whore right now? He kind of is for a guy who hated the media.
You know what? That actually would be a fucking great move by George if he publicly came out and said, we will hire Olin Krutz as our GM for $15 an hour. Would be amazing.
It would be great.
I mean, Olin Krutz is an asshole. I mean, you may or may not know that firsthand. I've always thought he was overrated. I really can't stand the guy, but George could not have handled that any more poorly today with that coming up. Like, just grow a pair and just say he's lying, or just say, like, I'm not addressing that. You know, but to, like, tiptoe around it and just be like, oh, if you know Olin, you're not getting the whole story. It's like, Jesus Christ, George, stop digging yourself a hole. Now Al Olin was like, fuck yes, I'm going to go on Twitter and I'm going to say a lot of stuff, and then I'm going to go on The Score and I'm going to say a lot of mean stuff. Yeah. Come on, and George.
With Olin, it's always like, don't put me in a room with him. I'm going to fucking fight him. Yeah. Like, he's such a goddamn meatball.
We're going to have a problem.
Yeah, yeah. Like, he's threatened to beat up Aaron Rodgers earlier this year.
Right.
Which would be fine. We'd all be okay with that.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Yeah, shut up. I've had enough Olin Krutz. I really have. Just enough already, for God's sakes. Just take care of your kids that are Illini future All-Americans and stay off The Score, buddy. Stay off The Score. By the way, and you know this, like the coaching opportunity that he was offered with the Bears and that Dominic Riola had or whatever, like, it's like coaching interns. I think they kind of do make $15 an hour.
Yeah.
I don't, they're like basically unpaid.
They're grad assistants, basically. Yeah.
It's like not, like, sorry if Olin was insulted by not being offered a full time coaching position. Like, that's kind of how that comes across. Like, shut up. Just shut up. Don't be a prick.
I mean, yeah, it goes both ways. I think it is a bad look, but also Olin, shut up.
Yeah. Well, also, George shouldn't shut your mouth. George, yeah. Stay out of it, George, too. Just stay the fuck out of it. We spent too much time on Olin Krutz. But I'm glad you did bring him up. So I don't know. I guess I'm very interested to see the list of actual candidates, people that they are interviewing. It's very exciting. I hope Leslie Frazier is not being seriously considered.
Yeah.
That is the one guy that jumped out. It's like, we don't have to do this. Like, that's a guy that feels like, because he was a former Bear, you'd give him a shake, right?
Yeah.
You don't have to do that.
Don't need to do that. Josh McDaniel's another one. I could talk myself into Josh McDaniel. I don't
love
him.
Because he's done it without Brady now.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I feel like you could talk me into it. That's all I'll say. I don't want it, but that's one I could see myself being like, okay.
Well, and I'll be honest, after I mentioned the Leslie Frazier thing, I did think to myself, I think they're the number one defense in football this year. So you could talk me to Leslie Frazier too, which is shows what an idiot I am.
Well, I don't hate the Leslie Frazier thing as much, but we've also seen him do it again, do it before, and it was bad.
That's the problem. And it was close to us in Minnesota. So that doesn't help.
We saw it right in our face, but
we did. I don't know.
It's funny, the full swing. Like, I was feeling amazing going into that press conference, and now I'm feeling kind of bad again, but whatever.
Yeah. Ultimately, it's good. It would have been perfect if Ted somehow was fired. For whatever reason, he has incredible nudes of somebody at Hallis.
Yeah.
That's the one thing we definitely learned for sure today. That guy. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That guy's got 9 lives.
Never get fired. I don't know. The rumor was he was going to retire. He's in it for the long haul. And why were we talking about Arlington Heights today? Why there was way too much Arlington Heights talk. Who gives a fuck today? Like, I know they're not available ever. This is the only time they're available, but
yeah, that's
who fucking cares? I needed George McCaskey to tell me how buying a home works and putting, I have inspection. You gotta put money
out. Due diligence.
Now imagine it's a big piece of land. Okay, George. And who was it? Was
and
it
then
Weider?
Ted's like, I'll put some color on this.
Yeah, right. He provided nothing. And then, was it Weiderer who's like, or no, who was somebody asked, like, when do you expect the move to Arlington Heights? And he's like, how could he answer that? He's like, we haven't closed.
We don't own it.
Like,
yeah.
There's no plans.
I know.
Well, what date would you like it to be out? He should have said, tomorrow? What do you want me to say? It's
I know.
And the speculation
Patrick Finley was all over it.
Finley,
that
okay.
That was one of it. Yeah.
Yeah, and the speculation on radio after is like, oh, Arlington Heights, I'm not so confident that's happening. It's like, really?
What are you talking about? What did
that tell you that made you think, uh-oh, they're not going anywhere? Stop
Trouble
it.
In paradise. No, they are absolutely going to Arlington Heights unless they find just a graveyard of, I don't even know what they could find on that piece of property that would turn them off.
Horse ghosts. There's definitely horse ghosts there.
just penises only. Just with wings on it.
I'm picturing Ted touring the grounds, and he's just getting smacked by ghost horse cocks. What is that? Are they making like a whistling sound? What is that?
It'd be great. I don't think you could hear him because he would be wearing his gamer headset during that tour. Also, he would. Why didn't he wear that today? God damn it, Ted.
Why was he leaning into the camera? I felt like he was leaning in for a kiss. It was very awkward.
It's like he's never been on a Zoom. Both he and David Haw, that was their first Zoom experience. Oh,
David Haw. Wow, that was electric. Just awesome. The two of them throwing digs at each other.
Yeah.
And Haw you're on mute, David. David, you're on mute. And then another long pause. David, you're on mute. Like what?
It took him forever.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, God. David.
So bad. So bad. I loved it so much. That was like, oh, this is. I hope Bill is listening right at this exact moment because it was so good.
Couldn't believe it. Comedy gold. If it wasn't him, yeah.
It wouldn't have
either Weider, him, or Biggs. But
Biggs,
yeah, that was it. You're right. Yeah.
Well, then we had a random shot of Weider for like 2 seconds. I don't know if you saw that.
No.
Like in his office. So I was like, oh, Biggs, come on, Biggs. I need to see those old drapes. And never popped up. No, the video never popped up for him. So
I was thinking on my ride home from work today how disappointed I was that neither George nor Ted asked Biggs about his Twitter activities. I was hoping they'd slide that in there. Like, hey, having any issues uploading any photos there, Swigs?
Oh, it's disappointing. That would have been awesome. Yeah, overall, George looked exhausted. He looked like he did not want to be there. He's as clueless as ever. I think we just I had so many people that I haven't heard from in a long time reaching out today, asking me what I thought about the firings and the press conference. And I just kept saying, I was like, I think we just got to outlive the McCaskies at this point. That's all we can hope for, is just outlive the McCaskies, because I'm not sure it's getting any better.
No, we're hoping they get lucky. That's our only way out of this, is just by accident at
by
this
accident.
Point. It
yep.
really is. Just luck into somebody and do an incredible hire, courtesy of Bill Polian and his Mark McGwire typeface.
Great call.
Yeah, not a handsome man.
No.
Bill Polian, he hired two Hall of Famers, Marv Levy in 1946 and Tony Dungy in 97, right? It's like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. Dungy has not been a coach for a very long time either.
Yep.
That makes you feel bad.
But Bill Polian knows how to hire coaches, so was his I think his last hire was who was the guy who took over for Dungy, and then he was the Lions coach, the guy who had to confirm he wasn't dead. Why am I blanking on his name?
Dan Campbell.
Golden Cock recipient this week?
Yeah. Oh yeah, he gets
yeah.
it.
Why am I? Who, did you think of
Wayne Fonts? You thinking of Wayne?
No,
Fonts?
not cocaine Wayne.
Jim Caldwell.
Caldwell, thank you.
Who's
Jesus,
who's on the? Oh, goddamn! We're gonna interview him, aren't we?
No,
we're absolutely
not.
Going
are
to.
Are we?
Well, we have to now. Bill Polian's in charge.
You know we are. You know what? I looked at Bill Polian's Wikipedia page today. You know the last thing he did that was football related? He was somehow in charge. He was one of the founders of the Alliance Football League. I think that's the one that lasted like two games and they couldn't pay players anymore.
That's right.
So maybe he doesn't know what he's doing.
He might not.
But he's going to be here for 3 weeks and tell us how to hire a coach and a GM, and then he's going to be gone forever, and he's going to be floating around with angel wings with the horse cocks in Arlington.
Yeah, absolutely. Wouldn't mind boxing that trifecta, Dan. Well, I think that's all we got this week.
I think so.
I think we'll check back in to close out this season, probably after the hire. Hopefully the hire happens before the Super Bowl. Otherwise, I think we may have some problems if we're still interviewing people. I can't imagine this will be a terribly long process. It shouldn't be.
Well, real quick, Bill, who's winning the Super Bowl? Who's winning the Super Bowl before the playoffs start?
I think the Bills are. I think Buffalo Bills.
Bills?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's their year. How about you?
Packers. I have Bills Packers in the Super Bowl. Packers win. And I'm going to kill myself.
That'd be terrible. I don't want to see the Packers anywhere near that fucking Super Bowl game. Stay the fuck away. Knock them out, Tom Brady. Do it again, buddy.
Oh, do it. Yeah, I haven't figured out who they would play. Yeah, it's Packers. I've been putting money on it, slowly putting more and more money on the Packers winning the Super Bowl, which I did last year as well,
yeah.
And I happily lost a lot of money. So I hope to do the same this year.
I hope so, too. Well, Dan, we'll see you back here when hopefully we're feeling a little bit better. It is a good day, though. Ryan Pace is gone. Matt Nagy is gone. It's a day we're celebrating. We wish Ted Phillips and now Bill Polian weren't so close to the decision-making process. But you know what? It's good for entertainment. It's good for comedy.
It's good for Zero Doinks.
It is good for Zero Doinks. Love you, buddy.
Love you too, my friend.
Rest in peace, horses.
Rest in peace, horse cocks. Bears.
See you next episode.
You sound amazing, Darren.
Well, I'm fucking half cut, so it's a good Friday to be.
I also have a trout pond still going in my pants, apparently.
Thanks, Matt Nagy.
I'm a just island boy. I'm a just island boy. I'm a get key white wine. You're gonna keep that gun.
He dressed up like a clown for them, with his face paint white and
consider ourselves very fortunate to have Bill assisting us in our search. I was struck in our earliest conversations with Bill how very much on top of the game he is. I think with Bill's guidance, we're going to be able to find a partnership. We're not exactly spring chickens.
Shoot me.
But Bill's been out around the game for a long time.
No, shoot me.
Know a thing about me. Is there something that you should know? I can tell you what you want to hear. Let your inhibitions just go. No, you don't know what you will give up. No, you don't know what you will give up. You don't know what you want. It may take you years to find out. You don't know what you need. It's something that may never come to you. Trust is something that comes easy when you've never been a victim. Lies and promises and words are said. It's your decision to accept them. No, you don't know what you will give up. No, you don't know what you will give up. You don't know what you want. It may take you years to find out. You don't know what you need. It's something that will never come to you.
knows? Who knows?
I don't think that's what. I don't think that's what face to face had in mind.
Whoa!